Alright, got Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Zulu for the K2IRT, your fixed transit amateur radio club. Gonna have an abbreviated session today. Just had our face-to-face meeting. And, normally, guys aren't around. But if you have any K2IRT members, come on in now. Looks like all our K2IRT members are still traveling to the home 2TH. We've got WA2AXZ here, if anyone else would like to check in for the abbreviated session. We've got Bob here in beautiful Brooklyn. WA2AXZ for the K2IRT.
Tokyo, listening, no traffic.
Hey, good evening. Yeah, I lost your call in the noise. Come back, please. You came back to me. You were in the noise level there. Could you try once again, please?
Yeah, QSO. Call is 2XO. Sierra Oscar Uniform.
Okay, EC2SOU, how you doing there, right? Get WA2AXZ from the K2IRT. It's going to be a quiet night tonight. Usually on the Thursday nights when we have our face-to-face club meeting, the gang is too busy trying to get home. Not home by this time. We just broke up the meeting about half an hour ago. But name here is Bob, B-O-B, broken old bottles, and I'm down here in the Brooklyn Six Flags area, good.
Yeah, QSO, Bob. Name on this site is Ron, Romeo Oscar, November. And I copy on breaking up on a meeting and not getting 68. Yeah, what I didn't catch, though, is the net? What's the name of the net?
Here with the New York City Transit, MTA, New York City Amateur Radio Club. A call with Kilo 2, India Romeo Tango, K2, ISD.
Good sound there, Bob. Good sound. I guess the local traffic is usually regarding anything to do with amateur radio, is that correct?
That's correct. Usually we just talk about club activities and then we open it up to pretty much everything. Last couple of times we even got into advanced astronomy. So anything is fair game for the night, guys.
Call for 100.
Someone say local 100? Yeah, we could talk about that too.
Bob, I do have a question. If you've got I'm not sure if there's a speaker center break in there, but I do have a question if you're ready.
Yeah, please, come on in.
Yeah, QSO, QSO, thank you. KPQSO, you're Friday. Yeah, pretty cool. I'm studying my general test now, as we see. But I have a book for the extra class license manual. And it's talking about good till June of 2008. I'm curious, are those question pool, are they going to be still active in June, or do they end in June, or do they end June 1st and the new pool comes in June 1st or July 1st? Back to you.
You'll find WA2A at the FCC rotates the question. So they don't have a steady stream. When do you expect to take the test? Before June?
I'm going to take the general test this Saturday. This Saturday I'm taking the general test. And, this general test, I don't believe in memorizing. I believe in, trying to study and actually know what the heck I'm doing. And it was not easy. So it took me a little longer than I expected, the general. So, I'm not sure 3 months, 4 months is going to be enough on the Exeter, since I took a peek at the Exeter and it was looked pretty rough. So I'm just trying to think, you know, I just bought the book. Did I waste $25 or can I, do I have, you know, an extra month? Do I have to, do I first take that the test or do I have to do it before June 1st? Bob, what do you call it, yeah, I don't know what's going on with the repeater, but I think one of the repeaters is, phasing out a little bit, because, your, audio just dropped tremendously. Yeah, can you be a nice guy and, give your call sign again so I can write it down, so I don't forget?
Hey, it's Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu. WA2AXZ. You can look up on QRZ my call and of course the K2IRT group. Got a couple of nice pictures and some text in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, good stuff. I'll check that out. Just to see if there's anybody. I have one more question, so I'm going to see if there's anybody else out there that wants to check in with you here, Bob.
Right. Okay.
Marcus,
is that you?
Yes, it is. Am I logged into the machine?
Yeah, I missed your call letters again, Marcus. Can you give it a go?
November 2, Lima, Tango, Victor.
Ah, we got you, Marcus. November 2, Lima, Tango, Victor. You know, I've got short and long-term memory loss. You've only been at the meeting maybe a half an hour ago, right? I'm lucky I can remember my call letters. And we had a great meeting tonight, Marcus, didn't we?
We had a great time, got to see some of the faces of the people that talked to on our radio finally, and we will be lunch, and I will be learning from you guys.
Marcus, thanks for coming by. You know, our door is always open to you. And like I said, the group gets together when you're on the air. Next month in February, we're going to start in earnest. They're working on the field day in getting the planning session ready. So more than welcome to put your 10 cents into the pile there, and we'll get together and have another successful year. We'll be good. The ARL will send us another certificate too, right?
Thank you for the invitation, and I will put on my book to have field day with you guys. Usually go somewhere else, but I think it's time for change. Thanks for the invitation, and to OTV.
And OTV, FWA2AXZ and the K2IRT. Well, again, Marcus, thanks for stopping by. And as we stated at the meeting, you know, the goal of the club, you know, Wally is very serious. We're going to have fun. We've been around for going on 5 years, and it's great. grown tremendously over the years, and the guys really pitch in and have a good time. All right, Marcus, hold on a second. Let me go back to Ron for a few minutes, and then we'll come back to you, and I'm going to get out of here a little early. I have a tremendous amount of stuff I have to handle over here. So with that, we'll pick up KC2SOU and say hi to Ron again.
WA2AXV,
KC2SOU, call. All yours. Ron, KC2SOU, get your general, you take down 40 meters, and part of the ranch crew will group on the 72 Rancher group, yes?
Yeah, QSL. QSL, 7372. I can write that one down. Yeah, like I said, I'm hoping I'm going to be there Saturday at about 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm hoping to be out of there by 8:15 with a temporary AG on my tail there. Back to you.
All right, Doug. The best, and hearing it in your voice, you're going to be a success at that. Yeah, you got a pencil, you got websites all over the place, but the Rad Chewer is www.radchewers.net, www.radchewers.net. It's a group that meets every day from 9 to noon. The weekend is about 8:15 to noon and beyond. And we have quite a few activities at Dayton every year, parties, get-togethers, barbecues, and if you look this up and you ever have a chance to head out there, the door is always open to you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Bob. Appreciate that very much. I'm definitely going to check it out. As a matter of fact, I might even check it out while we're talking here. Yeah, I'm kind of excited. Actually, there's one more question I wanted to ask you before I forget. My uncle, I'm not sure if I asked this already or not, but my uncle left me two radios. Or I should say gave me two radios. He's an older gentleman. He's W2 Echo Bravo Mike. From South Jersey, and he gave me two radios, a CS950S and a CS130. Any opinion on them, or what do you think?
Who makes them? I'm curious.
They're both Kenwoods. Both Kenwoods there, Bob.
Like I said, all these rigs are good. I personally don't know about them. You can find out. If the rest of the gang doesn't come in tonight, let me talk to them next Thursday. And we have some of the old timers there. How old are they? Two for a transition?
No, transistors. The transistor. I'd say the 950, CS950. You know, probably maybe from the 80s, maybe. Maybe 80s or late 90s. Or early 90s, something like that. It's got the digital package on it, the DSP on it. So, I mean, it can't be too old. I mean, it is 70 pounds, though. I'll tell you that much. Back to you.
They don't make power transformers like they used to, do they? Well, I tell you, if it's that modern in the 80s, then you should have no problem with it. What you do is just get a rudimentary antenna up, hook it up when you get your license. You can hook it up now and just try it on the receiver, test the band, and just give it through a pacing there. I don't know, has it been active or has it been packed away for a while?
It hasn't been really active. I mean, I did turn it on. Not too long ago, like the digital receive, but I didn't really pick much up. I hooked an antenna up to it, so I hooked my 2-meter antenna up to it just for receive purposes, So, and I didn't, the, again, it's got so many buttons and knobs. It's got two different receives on it. So, I mean, like, I didn't really know what I was doing, so I didn't want to play with it too much. So, I didn't turn as much receive coming out of it. I wasn't sure if it was just because the antenna is the wrong antenna or if there's something wrong with it back here.
KC2SOU, WA2AXZ in the KQIRT group. No, it's definitely the antenna. The antenna tuned for 2 meters, 144 megahertz there, and the radio is looking for something better. Yeah, I know what you know about the buttons, because I run the ICOM 756 Pro 3 over here, and this thing has got more buttons than Carter's got liver pills, as they say. And operating this is fun. I have it set up to run on 160 meters and 40 meters. I was on 20 the other day. All I use is a simple vertical Hustler antenna at the house, the Hustler 6B TV. It does the job quite nicely for a little Brooklyn roof, but I think if you just throw a nice long wire out the window and just try to tune it in, just give it a chance to see what you can hear on it. You got noise and everything, right? You're getting the whooshing sound. You can hear some stations, can't you?
With the with that antenna, I mean, I could hear some, but it was phone thing. Sam, I was thinking to KC2SOU, thank
you. KC2SOU heads for the phone. We'll see if Marcus has anything additional. LTV, come on in and make one, Marcus.
Additional, checking out the email. Of course, you know I'm just giving the house, so I'm checking out all my email and to long to it.
I know that. I'm not going to turn my computer on. I've had a long day. I've been up running around 10 o'clock this morning. I'm going to have even a longer day tomorrow, so in about 10 or 15 minutes after Ron gets back from his phone call, I'll pack it in and just finish up the normal run. I was going to get on 160 meters tonight, but I'm not going to spend the night. Usually if I get on, I stay on. I don't like to get off, Ted.
Not on the radio, not wrong with that. I'm sure the more you stay on here, a lot more numbers will check in.
KB2V, you check in.
Marcus, you said it right. That's KB2V2. How you doing, Val?
Excellent, Bob. Hello, Marcus and Ron. This is KB2VEQ. The name is Val Victafel Lima, and we've just made it in to the QTH. I had to stop the gas a couple of spots, try stopping one in Brooklyn, but I think they only had one pump working at the one right around the corner from East New York on Bushwick Avenue, just before I got on the Jackie Robinson. Well, I made it all the way into Bayside and found a station over here and filled up and made it in and actually found you guys on the radio like you said you'd be. So that was a surprise. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Lobi. This is KB2VQ. It's W2 back to W2AXV and the K2RT bunch.
K2IRT group here. Val, I'm jealous of your radio and of your signal. Full quiet and beautiful audio. It sounds great over here, Greg.
Well, you know, I was having a little trouble with the gap antenna. Remember, my welding wasn't holding up just right. I brought it into the shop over at the PCC. and I just fell out when Tom told you, so that's what you sound like, Obi. And I hooked it up. I felt very happy about my decision on the Icon 746 Pro, and it's been serving me well for the last couple of years. And you're sounding good over there also. What do you have, the 756 Pro 3?
No, I'm running the ICOM IC3200A. It's a mobile rig that I have screwed in underneath the cabinet here. It's set for either 5 watts or 50 watts, depending on the push buttons here. It does the 440, the 144. And it's one of the older rigs. It does the job quite nicely. And then I've got the Yaesu portable, the mobile rig, the 2 meter of work. I gave that thing a home this way here when Andy's working or one of the other guys are working at the control center. They can fire up 2 meters and give it a go. Hold on a second here. Let's see if Ron came back. KC2SOU, finish with the phone.
KC2SOU, yes, you're finished with the phone. I appreciate the comeback there. I'm just listening to the tab over there back here.
Just curious, when you get your ticket for the general, what kind of antenna you think you'd want to put up on the house, guys?
Well, considering my restrictions, which are rather a lot, kind of slim pickings, I mean, I have to do a vertical. I definitely have to do a vertical. You know, I'm of me, so like the northeast, so it's got to be, I'm going to try to get as much, you know, at least some kind of a multi-band, the best I can, with the best setup I can possibly get. We've spoken about, or a couple people mentioned that, but, I mean, realistically, I mean, I have no, I can't use any kind of a dipole, not around here. It's not realistic. Back to you there, so I'd say hello back to you.
Well, Ron, as I said, there's different vertical antennas. I'm using the Hustler 6BTZ on my roof. I've got a typical Brooklyn roof that measures, and I'm not kidding you, my roof has got to be 12 foot wide and 18 feet long. So I've set up a little tripod in the center of the roof, plopped the vertical antenna on that, guided. And the only drawback with the Hustler antenna, you have to make counterpoise wires on the roof to complete the circuit. So I picked number 12 wire, cut it to length, and I have it scattered on the roof, and it does an acceptable job. Now Val, KB2ZEQ, has got the gap antenna, the gap type. That does not need the counterpoise. It's got that halo on the bottom of the antenna. And he's extremely happy with that. That does a quite nice job there on a limited footprint, guys.
Yeah, curious about it, Bob. What was the name of that, the bow hat, the antenna bow hat? What's the name of that one again? Back to you. Bob?
Hey, that's Gap. George Alpha Peter. Tight. And, what you have to do is you have to call HRO or the other magazines, or even look it up on the internet, Gap Antenna. And they have various vertical antennas. The Titan is an interesting unit. It takes a little time to put it up. Val and I set that up on his roof, and once it's set up, he's had it up a couple of years, and it's a hardy unit. It survived a couple of good windstorms, and she's still standing. Go ahead.
KPQ-82AXZ, KPQ-SOU.
Emmy group.
Yeah, copy that there, Bob. That's the other thing, too, Ken, you know, I just got my ticket last month, the 15th, I got my actual call sign, the 15th of December, 2007. So, simple is better. I mean, you know, I'm all gung-ho, but, you know, I had to read the directions 3 or 4 times just to put up a simple comment, GB, what was it, FB-15. You know, they only had, you know, 3 radios to put in, so, you know, simple is better at this point in time. I got to figure out, you know, I don't have to go crazy. But since, considering where I am, I don't know, not many Elmers, let's just say, in my area. Back to you there, Bob.
Your whole amateur radio life ahead of you there, and I'm proud of you that you're taking the bull by the horns there. You know, we were talking about that today on the K2IRT group, that everybody's having fun, everybody's helping each other. And, you know, if there's any questions, if you have anything that you really need in the way of advice, we're always around one way or the other. You can always contact me on the QST, AWA2AXZ at ARRL, and we'll work together. And you, once you get on the radio, and once you get your feet wet in HF, you're going to have fun. Especially with those Kenwood radios. Those Kenwood radios are interesting. Pretty much anything where you get on HF, you just read the book, read the manual, tune it up. You got to be careful with the tuning, though. I don't know if these have an auto-tuner, but I'm going to suggest to you. Hold on, let me drop the repeater. Yeah, I'm going to suggest to you that if you get an external tuner, an MFJ tuner, you go right for one of the high-power ones. Now, I'm running the MFJ 986. MFJ 986. It's a nice box. It's a big tuner. It handles 3 kilowatts, 3 kW. When I started years and years ago, I started with that little Versa tuner, the 300-watt antenna tuner, and that was good until I decided to get the linear amplifier, and then I still had to spend more money for a tuner. So if you're going to start right off the bat, spend an extra $100, get the larger tuner, and you'll be ready to handle whatever comes your way when you decide to upgrade, right?
Yeah, Bob, I copy that. Like I said, my uncle gave me his pretty much his whole station, and you know, which I'm very thankful for. And let's see, I mean, the radio here does have an automatic tuner, but it also has a Kenwood tuner AT130 came with it as well. I don't know what kind of wattage, you know, kind of power it's rated for. But, what do you call it, you know, at least I have something, you know. I mean, pretty good weight to it, so I'm assuming it's fairly decent. Back to you there, Bob.
IRT group here. Well, as I said, you have the manual. Spend a few minutes doing some reading before you actually put it on the air. Experiment when you finally get the antenna on low power. This way you can get a feel of the way the machine works, the way the tuner works, and everything works in concert. And I said, just be very careful. You don't feed it too short. A couple of guys have tried that already on the 72 Chew, and I haven't heard from them in a while. Can't understand why. Okay, well, let me pick up Marcus another time here, and then we'll give it over to Val. And if nobody else wants to join us here, I'm going to clear out for the abbreviated session here. So Marcus, N2LTV, come on in the mic one. You got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group.
WA2AXZ and the group, three of us. This is
Welsh. Once again, nice to see you guys tonight. Had a good time. Nice to hear that new ham on the repeater here. Congratulations. And just keep it up. And I guess I'll talk to you guys another day. This is N2L.
Marcus, well, again, it was great to see you face to face, and this is the first of many, many to come here. We'll continue having fun on the K2IRT group, and you know, may come time where the guys on K2IRT decide to expand this, and instead of one day a week, make it a couple of days a week, just to get the guys together to have a simple chat. So we'll put that on the table. We'll see if the guys want to do it. If so, fine. Okay, Marcus, have a great night. Let's turn it over to Val now. KB2VE2. Come on in, Val.
Thank you, Lovie. This is KB2VEQ, and good to hear you guys are out there diligent and did a full face-to-face, and fortunately we got out of there before we got too deep into the round session, but we did have a good time and had nice snacks, not as good as we have at the PCC, but we had a nice little round there, and I don't have much else to say right now, but just to Ron, congratulations and good on your exam and good luck. Oh, I'm running the Diamond X38 over here on 2 meter and 440, and the Gap Titan is my HF rig, and I'm going to do a little tweaking on that. Probably do put a coil on there and something to get up there on 160 with Lobe and the other part of the Rag Chew group, what is that called, maybe the Dinner Club or something like that. But anyway, I'm just going to say 73 for now. I know Lobie has to get out of there, and always a pleasure talking to you guys on the K2IRT Bunch. This is KB2VEQ. Clear.
KB2VEQ, WA2AXG, and the K2IRT group. Well, Val, we had a great time today. And that's the 1721 group. 1721 because, well, Tom has a long-winded explanation of why he decided to call that. That group's been going on for about 8 or 9 years now. But we're on 160. We're on 40 meters. That's another thing that when Ron gets his ticket there, he'll have a chance to experiment. You're talking about the hamsticks before, Ron. Being in Brooklyn and seeing that the roof is so tiny here, I started operating 160 on a mobile hamstick. The thing is only 8 foot long once it's all put together. It's just a vertical stick on the chimney. And you get to work everything from the eastern seaboard out to the Dakotas. So anyone who says when you have a small area you can't go too far, don't believe them, man. We'll turn it over to Ron for one last one, and then I'm going to put a lid on the pot for today. KC2SOU, WA2AIG, and the K2IRT group.
Well, gentlemen, I appreciate all the comments and all the information and all the encouragement. I am rather excited about it, to be honest with you. Believe it or not, you know, almost 10 years ago, I used to, even on the regular CB bands back in the day, you know, was 27.3850. At 5 o'clock in the morning, me and a buddy of mine were talking on the lower sideband, and lo and behold, here comes Australia coming in at 5 o'clock in the morning. So that's what piqued my interest in ham radio and doing DX, and ever since then, I've been always wanting to do it and get into it, and now I finally have, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. Well, gentlemen, Bob, Dale, anybody else out there, I appreciate it, and 73s, and I'll be listening.
All right, Ron, great to hear you tonight. Definitely the group will be here next Thursday night, and got my email there. Hope you email me and have a chat. and I wish you only the best there. Let's get that general ticket and then start studying for the extra there, and we'll have a lot of fun. A lot of activity going on. The sun clock cycle is changing now. The bands are starting to open, albeit slow, but they're starting to open. I told the gang at the club today, I normally go out to Floyd Bennett Field and what we call Runway 24, right on the water. And from my mobile, I got the A2857D, I was talking to Italy. Just 100 watts, is your fat. Get fat. I don't think I have the car running, so when the battery goes down, it's not even 100 watts. So it's the adventure, the excitement, and it's the fun of pressing a button and talking to somebody and exchanging ideas. And that's what ham radio is about. Ideas, and we look forward to the art of ham radio.
Yeah, QSO there, Bob. QSO. Well, like I said, I appreciate all the encouragement tonight. I'm gonna be listening to set the frequency. KC2SLU, we're monitoring the frequency.
All right, Ron, you have a great night. You plug your HF rigs in there and you tune down to 1871. 1.871. You'll hear the 160 group there. So just be careful. Just don't hit the transmit button there and with the SWR on. Some of the older rigs don't have the protective circuitry that the newer ones do, and it's possible to cook the final. So get the good antenna up and away we go. Guys, thanks for stopping by the abbreviated session of the K2IRT group. We've got Loby here, Bob, WA2AXZ. I'm going to be off and clear. I'm going to find a pillow because I've got a long day ahead of me tomorrow. Good night, everybody. Loby, before you go, Richard, KA2KDQ.
Hey, Rich, how you doing? Okay, I'm doing all right. I'll keep it brief because I just heard your comment about having a very long day. I'm doing okay. Couldn't make the meeting this evening because I was taking a defensive driving course at 2 Broadway on the 22nd floor, and that started about 4:30, and we were finished about 7 o'clock this evening. So since they were giving it at that time, I figured, let me go for it.
You're 100% right, especially when you get the certificate and you save a few bucks off the insurance. Go for it, Richard. Well, we had a good meeting. Had about 14 people plus at the at the 2 Broadway office. Matter of fact, we filled up the lunchroom. Had a good group there tonight. So got three new hams that are training to be ham radio operators. And we'll be working with them either through the VE, the volunteer examiners, or we're going to direct them to go to KCRA or one of the other groups there. All right, Rich. Yeah, as I said, I've been running since 5 o'clock this morning, and tomorrow I'm going to have a ridiculous day. So the only way I can put it, a ridiculous day. And we'll catch you. What we're going to do is we're going to talk to the guys and we'll try to get on more than once a week. And we'll send the emails out and we'll chat with the gang. Go ahead.
Okay, no problem. And yeah, you're right about saving money with the driving course. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I take it. And I'll tell you, with all the things that we do with my father last year, I let him laugh, but I figured if MTA was giving it, it was only $12, why not? Okay, so I'm going to let you go, but barring anything out of the ordinary, I expect to be coming down to the February meeting whenever it's going to be held. Okay, so Roby, so take care, be well, and what's the expression that they say, go schluffy? I'm going to let you go, and it was a pleasure backing in coming. Pleasure speaking with you, Steve. The one other thing I will say very quickly. When the course ended at 7 o'clock, I did go up to the 14th floor, but by that time, everybody from the group was gone, so it'll have to be next. Okay, WA2AXZ, this is KA2KD2, we'll be clearing your front hour. Take care, and 73.
Copy on that. 73 and give my greetings to your mom over there. I hope everything is going well. And we'll be catching everybody again either next Thursday or we'll definitely on the Thursday. Again, if we can get the group together more frequently, let's have a little bit more fun along the way. Rich, have a great night. And again, to everybody who stopped by the KQIRC informal group tonight. Meet every Thursday at 8 to 9 o'clock, courtesy of the repeater owners, and we thank them very much for allowing us to use the frequency during that hour. And infrequently, we have our once-a-month meeting, usually at the beginning of the month, and we're not on, with the exception of today. Got home early enough to just give it a go. Guys, have a great night. 73, there's a pillow waiting for me. W2AXZ, the K2IRC. Редактор субтитров А.Семкин Корректор А.Егорова.